conference record has joined the conference.
Hi everyone, it's Heather Van Cura, and we're moving on now to JSR 371. That's the MVC 1.0 specification, and we have today with us for the December 19th call Manfred Rehm, who is one of the spec leads for this JSR from Oracle. And this is actually a very popular JSR. I've heard a lot of Adopt the JSR members or people who are interested in participating via Adopt the JSR say this is one of the JSRs they want to get involved with. So I'm happy to have Manfred here today to share with us a little bit about the plans for this JSR and how Adopt the JSR members can get involved now at these early stages, since the JSR was just officially approved a few months ago. So thanks, Manfred, for joining us.
No problem. The real key on this particular JSR, because it's a 1.0 JSR, is the best way to contribute at the moment is joining the users list on the spec site and track what's happening and, you know, join the discussion, because that's really where at the moment all the work is being done. In the future, like 3 to 6 months from now, we hope to have obviously a prototype or continuing snapshots of the reference implementation, and then the Adopt the JSR members would be able to actually start tracking and testing out the actual implementation. So, as I said, at the moment, it's really a little bit hard to interact without actually, you know, joining the specification process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that you have formed your expert group. You have a nice list of experts here on the expert group if you look at the jcp.org page. And you do have links to your public project page and the communications, like you mentioned, so the archives are there available. What are your plans as far as with the expert group, some of the kind of description of the technology? Maybe you could share that a little bit, describing the request in terms of what you're thinking.
Well, at the moment, we're actually at a crossroads in the EG where we're trying to figure out what it needs to be based on, and we're looking at basing it on JAX-RS, so a whole lot of the stuff that we're going to be doing would be related to it, and basically what it would come down to from our angle, obviously, because it's a 1.0, we do want documentation to be written, but, you know, as spec leads, we would be concentrating more on, obviously, the specification and the implementation. So that's where we would really need a lot of help.
With the documentation?
Yes, with the documentation, specifically, not necessarily the Java documentation, but more like the user's guide. And for people that use JAX-RS, they're quite familiar with that user's guide, and that we kind of want to have it in that similar style.
Okay.
You know, but we would need help with that, because obviously, that takes some effort.
Okay, so you're willing to have some Adopt the JSR members help you with that, it sounds like. And they can get in touch with you via the public communications channel or your emails listed on the JSR page for JSR 371. Your mailing list here, so the primary one it looks like that you're using now is the JSR 371 experts list, which the public can browse the archives. And
right, but that's the experts list. The people that want to subscribe have to subscribe to the users list, because that's where, you know, a non-expert group member would subscribe, and they can see all the emails from the experts as well.
Right, okay. Yeah, so we can join this project here on the java.net page, join the project, and then subscribe to the user's mailing list, which has a mirror for the experts list, and they can write to this user's list.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then some of the things that some of the Java E spec leads have talked about our comments on the issue tracker. So I see you have a link here to your issue tracker, or, you know, suggestions for use cases. Is that something that you're looking for with the MVC JSR?
Yes. I mean, that's part of the spec process as well. Ideally, the discussions, you know, we kind of want them to happen on the mailing list, but crystallizing it into a gyra is what would happen then.
Okay.
So that what it is talked about, instead of using gyra as a mailing list, we rather have the mailing list be the discussion forum and then, you know, take it over to the gyra. Unless, of course, an adopted JSR member really already has a very clear notion of what they want, then obviously filing a gyra is fine too.
Okay, so you prefer that we adopted JSR members would make some suggestions on this user's mailing list and maybe tag it with the adopted JSR hashtag so we know that it's from adopted JSR, and then wait for feedback and guidance before submitting things to the JIRA instance for this JSR.
Yes, that's what we would prefer.
Okay, and then again, just as a reminder to people, if you do put things into the JIRA issue trackers, also add the adopt a JSR tag to that as well, because that helps us to know that you are an adopt a JSR member, and we can make sure to highlight your contributions through the adopt a JSR program throughout the life cycle of the JSR. Okay, that sounds good. Manfred, is there anything else that you want to share for the adopt a JSR members at this point?
Well, I mean, obviously, since we're going to be releasing snapshots hopefully pretty soon, keep track of the Twitter handle, because I'll tweet out the first time that we're, you know, pushing out a snapshot. And then
okay, so that would that be your personal Twitter, or do you have a different one for the spec?
We have an MVC spec Twitter handle. It will be on that one and on my personal one.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take a look out for that and add it into the notes. Thanks again for joining us. I appreciate it, and look forward to checking in with you again a few months from now in 2015.
Okay. Appreciate that.